Gabriel Perasarishi, that the Enosir is mechuyev to keep the hair of his head, on his head, to keep it intact. And if Enosir will do any act whereby, as a result, the hair will be removed, he'll also be mevatledes. So when someone applies a sam on his hair, so it's only grome. It's only grome. So and grome is not osea in the as far as the love is concerned. So grome is not included. Mashein came from the point of view of the chiyuv asei of kodeshiye gadu perasarei. So even grome is included. In other words, because the avere is bishaval taise, he is mechuyev to maintain the hair, and if he does any act whereby the hair is removed, even though it's al degrome, so mimele is not maintaining the hair, so he's mevatel the esse. But the esse, that's why the Rambam says that by some is mevatel the esse. But the Kodesh Yegadu Perasarei Reb Chaim says, implies two things. First of all, it implies a chiyuv asei, and then it also implies a nisar asei, a lav abo mechlal asei. So mimele, we have to resort to both time. The Gemara says that the reason is why a nozer mitzira can be migaleach is because, why can a nozer mitzira be migaleach? Because it's a yesh nebishai. And the Rambam says the reason is why Nozer Mitzira can be Migaleach because the Mechalute is not Eilalim in Israel, so it's not Kodesh anyway. The answer is there are two things implicit in the Posik of Kodesh Yekadu Peras Areche. One is a Chiyuvase, that he has to maintain his hair. And the Chiyuvase of maintaining his hair is based upon the Gdushas Nozer. Kodesh Yie Gadol Peras Areish. Then there is also a Nisar Asei, a Lav Abo Mechlal Asei, that is implicit. Now, the Nisar Asei is not based upon the Gdushe. Even if the Nozir has no Gdushe, and even if it's not Elohim in Israel, so he's still bound by the Nisar Asei. The Nisar Asei is just like the Lav. Just as the Lav is not based upon the Gdushe, whether it's Elohim in Israel or it's not Elohim in Israel, so he's able to love. So the Yisra say, the love of Bomchla say, is also applies whether there is Gdushe, there is no Gdushe, so he's still Eivir, so he's still Eivir the Yisra say. So Mimele, the Gemore, there is Aloche, that Ein Ese Deiche Leise Seves, Ein Ese Deiche Leise Seves. So that means ein ese deiche leise se ve ese chiyuvase and ein ese deiche leise se ve yisarase. Both. So in order to dispose of the problem presented by the yisarase, so the Gemara says el minozir my time li gam gino dike li mifrach shech yesh nebishai. And then when do we say that ein ese deiche leise se? V'asei, why? Because Eleisese v'asei is mochomo ten Eleisese greide. So then we say that only Eleisese v'asei that einon b'shaile. So achomo and cannot be nitche by an essay. But Eleisese v'asei that is yesh de b'shaile can be nitzche by chiyuv asei. So memele, the essay of Vigilach is called the chiyuv asei, the mitzvah asei, the chiyuv and the kiyum asei of Vigilach is called sarei, is deiche, the leis asei, and the yisar asei of kodesh yie gadol peras areish. Is deiche. Why? Because it's yesh nebishayle. Had it been any bishayle, so then the essay of Vigilach is called sarei couldn't be deiche, the Yisar Asei, because in Yisar Deiche Leisar Asei. But then there is another Alohe. A Chiyuv Asei cannot be Nitche by another Chiyuv Asei, because Mayu Mehayese Mehayese. And every time in Nozia, is Migalei Chisarei, so besides the love of Tarli Abra Reishei, besides the Yisarasei of Gadol Pera Sareishei, so he is also the Chiyuvasei of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Pera Sareishei, and every time that he knows it, complies with the dinim of Nisires, and he doesn't cut off his hair, so he's Mekayim and Asay. See, it is just as Kavi Shabbos. So if somebody is Mechal Shabbos, so beside the love of the Sasek Melocho, he is Eivir and Nisires of Tishbeis, and if somebody refrains from Meloche, so not only he isn't Eivir love and he isn't Eivir and Nisires, but he's Mekayim and Asay. If one rests on Shabbos, he refrains from Lamites Meloches, so the Rambam says is Mikhaim Nasei, just as a Jew is Mikhaim Nasei when he puts on film. So when one refrains from Meloche, he's Mikhaim Nasei. A Nozir who conforms to the dinim of Nizires is Mikhaim Nasei of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peras Areshi. And if he is Migaleach the Seya, so besides the violation of the Lav and the violation of the Lav Abom Lechol Nasei, he is also Mivatel Nasei. So Mimele. So in Meile, we have to resort to both timing. Insofar as the Yisar Asay is concerned, so we have to resort to the Tam of Shechi Yesh Nebishayle. Because if Nizires had been a Nebishayle, supposed there wouldn't be any Hetachoche, a Nizires. So then, a Nozer Mitzere couldn't be Migaleya the Sa'ar. Why? Because the Eser, Vigilechas Kol Sa'arei, couldn't be Deiche the Yisar Asay of Gadol Peras Areshi. It couldn't be Deich. But why is the essay of Vigilechas Kol Sa'arei Deiche, not only the love of Tal Yavar Al Reishe, but the love of Bo Mechlal Ese of Gadol Peras Areshi as well? Because it's not as homo as any other Leises of Asei. Any other Leises of Asei are even Bishayle. But this Leises of Asei are Yeshno Bishayle. So an essay, so the essay of Gileches Kol Sa'arei can be deicha not only the love of Tal Yavar Reishei, but the love and the Yisar Asay of Gadol Peras Areshi. But then we are faced with another problem. True, that the Yisar Asay can be nitche by the essay, by the Chiyuv Asay of Gileches Kol Sa'arei. But in Nozir is also bound by Chiyuv Asay. Whenever a Nozir conforms to the dinim of Nizires, he is Mikayim and Asay. And if he is Mikalei Abisar, so in other words, he doesn't maintain his say. So then he is Mivatle Chiyuv Asay. So how can the essay of Gilaches Kol Sa'arei be Deiche, the Chiyuv Asay of Kodesh Yeh? Mayun Medahay Ese, Mehay Ese. So the Rambam says, The Chiyuv Asay of Kodesh Yeh doesn't apply to Inozer Mitzere, because only Inozer that has Kedushe, but by Inozer Mitzere, Yimichalute is not Eilin Liminizre. So he's not Kodesh. If he's not Kodesh, so maybe the Chiyuv Asay doesn't apply altogether. So this is what he says. Vali Nozer Shegila Biminizre over Aleises. So he doesn't mean the Yisar Asay. The Yisar Asay is Nikhe because it's a Leisese. It's a So that's why it's Nikhe. But there's another question besides the Yisar Asay that is incumbent upon Inozia. There is a Chiyuv Asay. There is a Chiyuv Asay, and in regard to a Chiyuv Asay, we cannot say it's a Nishon Bechayil. So what? My woman, the highest, my essay. Chiyuv can be Deiche Yisar, but Chiyuv cannot be Deiche Chiyuv. Even if one Chiyuv is a Nishon Bechayil, and is Shon Bechayil, and one Chiyuv is not Shon Bechayil, so one Chiyuv cannot be Deiche another Chiyuv. One second. So Memele, so yes, the Kashe, Valinose Shegila bin Nizrei, is over Alice Sevese, Shenema Kodesh Yeh, Gadol Peras Areshe. So the Rambam's Kashe is not what the Gemore's Kashe. The Gemore, when the Gemore asks, Eluminozi, my time will come a little Mishayle, the Gemore is concerned with the Israel. So the reason is why the Esse can be the Ihe, Elise and the Israel together is because it's Yeshno Bishayle. But the Rambam is concerned here with another question. How can the Esse of Gilachas Kolsarei be the Ihe, the Chiyuvase of Kodeshie? So the Rambam gives a teretz. Mipnei shekvonit mohanoz yabitzoras v'yimeichlute yinailin leik mishibialnu v'areine kodesh ben u'bot lo esen eilo. So why doesn't the Gemara mention that with David Yisrasei? So the answer is only the chiyuv asei, the chiyuv and the kiyuv asei are contingent upon the kedusha, and nozal mitzayre in view of the fact that the chiyuvute yinailin leik, so he's a kodesh ben, so mainly the chiyuv and the kiyuv asei do not apply to nozal mitzayre. But the Yisrasei is like a lav. Even though the Yisrasei and the chiyuv asei are both implicit in the same pasuk, but there is a difference. So the Yisrasei is treated like the lav. So just as the lav applies to a nozal mitzayre, so the Yisrasei also applies to nozal mitzayre. Mashiach in the chiyuv and the kiyuv asei, that is based upon the kedusha of the nozia. So, in view of the fact that the nozia is a mitzere and the mechelute in elinle, so he is in a kodesh ben. So, merely the chiyuv and the kiyum do not apply to him. So, since the chiyuv and the kiyum do not apply to him, so mimele, there is no chiyuv asei. So mimele, we cannot say ma'yu mehayese mehayese. How can chiyuv be deicha chiyuv? There is no chiyuv asei of kodesh here. But the other question is, how can an ese bideiche and a nisa leisese and the nisa ese together, in ese deiche leisese vese, that's chomu? So the answer is, no, this is not so chomu. The leisese and the nisa ese together, because it's in ishav v'chil. So we have to resort to both times. Yes, what is it? All right, that's a kasha, but that's not, but the kasha raised by the Raiva is a...
Second Shur in Yevamos, Tezayin, Cheshvan, Heitov, Shir, Lam, and Vav, October 21st, 1975.
So, the Shittas Rambam is very strange. Now, we have two Mishnahs in Klein. Someone closed the door. We have two Mishnahs in Klein. One Mishnah in Klein says, Mishnah Gimel, V'lo yilbash Klein afil al gabi aso, afil vidli v'samechas. So if one puts on Klein for the purpose of evading the tax, so it's awesome. That's Mishnah Beis. Then, Perek Tes Mishnah Hei says, Meichik sus meichik it arkon, v'lbacho yishavno v'chamo v'nei achamo, v'kshom v'nei achshom. So the Rash and the Rosh, they both say that the two Mishnahs are inconsistent with each other. So in other words, Mishneh Hei accords with Rav Shimon, the Dorashim Mischavim is Muta, whereas Mishneh Beis represents the view of Rav Yehuda, Dorashim Mischavim is us. And there is a Gemara in Bava Kama which lends itself to its Mashma like that. But Rambam passes like Rav Shimon, so mainly he is expected to pass in both cases that it's muta. Not only mechik sus mechik darkon, that one is allowed to believe in shkayim in order to be mavriach the mechitz. But the Rambam mentions both missions. So in Perikud Milchus Klayim Alochet Zayin, he says, Tefchik sus tefchim kidarkon, ובלבד שלו ישחבנו בחמו בני חמו ובקשום עם בני הקשום. That's Mishneh. And then, so he's expected to pass in regard to Meches also that it's Mutah. But he passes Mishneh Beis. In Alochi Yitches, וילבש אדם קליים ארה ואפילו על גבי עשור קודים שאין מנהיו כלום ואפילו להבריח את המחס ואם לא בשכן לג So he says, וילבש אדם קליים ארה ואפילו על גבי עשור קודים שאין מנהיו כלום ואפילו להבריח את המחס ואם לא בשכן לג So it's a cash. So because if Mishneh says, Mishneshom, because for Rash V'Yorosh, the Sovar Haitani, the Dovash in Mishrav Moser, who Polaga Masnis in the Milchik sees, Ksus Mechen Gedar. Now it's Mishneh Beis, it's Chilik, and Mishneh Hei. Because Mishneh Hei accords with Rav Shimon, and Mishneh Beis accords with Rav Yehuda. V'Rabin Poskol Ozu V'Lo Zu, V'Nire, so because Mishneh says, שטיימים משום דסביר עליהם, דאפילו רב שימא מידי בהוב, יחיב שאולי בשממש, הרי עובר על הסיל בשטנס, אבל מי חקסוס וטיב חקסוס, שאין ריב שממש, אלו מעולים עליהם, מותר עם איני משחב. ועל פי זה יסיישב מה שפוסח, לעשר הליכי חלגודי חפולים שקלויים, שהם קשורים יחד, וקרי חלגודי הווקמלוש, ואף אגב לפרק הגיזל וסחי קומה, ההי מסניסים ליבה של מוביים, אפילו אגב לצור, אפילו אבריר את המחס, מסניסים גלוי רב עקיבא, איתן יאוס על אבריר את המחס, רב שימן אימא משם רב עקיבא, מוטה לאבריר את המחס, ויש לו אימו לנקליים בהות ליגה. מה עושה ועדור של משחב מוטה? So, רב עקיבא, ומה עושה ורב עקיבא, הולדס, that דבר של משחב מועסה, אלו להבריח את המחס משורם. So, in other words, רב עקיבא הולדס, that he says, מותר להבריח את המחס, he holds דבר של משחב מועסה. And the Mishneh says, לא יהיו משהו עם כלי נפגר עשור, אבל זה המחס, הולדס דבר של משחב מועסה. אלו להבריח את המחס משורם. So, יש לי תחסו, לא אם אני סוב הרבינו, ובא לי גמור מחוץ לחלק כמו שחלקתי. מדרך לבישה לדרך לבישה. אם לא כדרך צורת, לא אמרת שאין מסחר מחלוקי, תליחי, ואף אגב לוקטוש לנסה להבוכת מגיע, לחוש מאחד הוא לא עושה להקשויר, להבריר את המחס משוח, משאב לדום לדוח בכך שהוא להין סיסטם הסטס מהוח. So he says, when the Gemara says that, this Tane holds דור של מסחר מזוסר, that was בדרך תחיל בעולם, but the Alim and the MS, so this Mishneh can accord even with Rav Shimon, Dov Hashem Mishav is Mutah. But when is Dov Hashem Mishav Mutah? When is Dov Hashem Mishav Mutah? That is, when is it Mutah? Only by Haloy, but by Levishan. So the Kesef Mishneh, according to the Kesef Mishneh, the Rambam distinguishes between Haloy and Levishan. In other words, Klaim the Torah Asat even without Levishan. Levisha means when you put it on. Let's say you wear a jacket, you wear a coat, or a pair of pants that is fine. That's Levisha. Haloya means, let's say, you take a blanket or a sheet that is a klayim and you spread over yourself. Or you take, let's say, you take a jacket and you put it over the shoulders. You put it over the shoulders. Or you wrap yourself up in a sheet of klayim. So in a chaname, if the practice of the Medina is, let's say like the Muslims or the Indians, you know, they wrap themselves up in a sheet, so then it's Levisha Mamesh. Then it's Levisha Mamesh, because whether something is Derech Levisha or not depends upon the practice of people. It all depends how people wear a certain bedding. There are certain, now let's say women wear a shawl. So for women it's derech levisha, but men don't wear a shawl. So for men it will be derech haloyeh, not derech levisha. So I mean, the custom and the fashion of people is important. In other words, if according to the fashion and the practice of people, that's the way the people in a certain place wear it. So in Mele, it's considered derech levisha. But, let's say today, I mean no one, here, let's say, dresses himself up in a sheet. I mean, did you ever see a person, dressing himself up in a sheet, to wrap himself up in a sheet? So, mainly, it's not Levisha, but Aloy it is. So it will be also Midrash. or when you spread a blanket over yourself, spend, or let's say you feel, you sit down, it's cold, so you put a blanket over your feet in order to keep warm. That's not levisha. Usually you won't wear it that way, but only when you feel cold, you put it on your feet. So that is called the halal. So the Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, so if it's levisha mamish, so then even without aloi, it's also. But if it's derech aloi, even without aloi, but if it's not levisha, it's derech aloi, so then it's also only if there is aloi. If there is no aloi, not. So mele, since the Rambam paskens like Rashim and Doshim Schavim is muter, so when it's derech aloi, even though there is aloi, but it's not in Schavim for aloi, so it's muter. So mechik sus, mechik kidakon. So that means he doesn't put it on the jacket. Let's say he puts it on the shoulders in order to show the size. He doesn't put his arms into the sleeves of the jacket. Then it would be derech levisha. To do that, according to the Rambam, in order to point out the size, let's say the mecher wants to point out the size of a certain jacket, and the melee, he puts it on the regular way. He puts his arms into the sleeves of the jacket. Then it's also. Then it's also a bikir, because levisha is also even without anoy. That's the case of Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam. But suppose he just puts the jacket on his shoulders without putting the arms in the sleeves. So then it's the haloy. If the practice of people, the universal practice of people would be that they wear jackets like that, so then that would be the levisha too. But the point is, it's not the practice of people to wear a jacket that way. I mean, who wears a jacket that way? Sometimes you see in the summertime, a person will wear a jacket that way if it's very hot. But usually, I mean, a person doesn't wear a jacket that way. So when he wears a jacket, so his arms are pushed into the sleeves. So the melee, the Kesmishne says that when the Rambam says, mechiksus mechim kidarkon, it means he puts it on the haloya. Let's say he puts it on his shoulders, and not the levisha. So then, even though he has anoye, because it keeps him warm, it's more comfortable. But since he doesn't wear it derech levisha, but derech aloye, and even though he has anoye, but he's not mischavta that anoye it's muta. Mashein keim, but it's levisha mamesh. Lo yil bishodom, klayim, afil gabasor, godim, afil afliyas ameches. So there it is reference to the case where he puts it on derech levisha mamesh. But he's not mischavte vanoye, or the levisha, he's mischaving to evade the tax. So mimele, it's off. Now, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in this case? The case of Mishnah pshat Ram. The Mishnah pshat Ram. Now, so the Besalevi explains it as follows. Otherwise, the question is, now, that I mentioned before. Now, there is an element of anoye. Let's say, according to the other Rishonim, that there is an element of anoye is necessary in levisha mamish. But what is the essence of the Isser? Does the essence of the Isser consist in the levisha? But if there is no anoye involved, so then it's not levisha. After all, there's a difference between levisha. Let's say, suppose someone, let's say, throws godim on top of a person. Can you say that he is lovely those godim? Just godim are just piled up on him. So mele, if there is no hanoye, it's not considered lovush. he's just covered up by number of godim. That doesn't mean that he is lovush. That he is lovush. Let's say suppose you have a ball, you carry a beam, and you put the beam, let's say, I mean, just on your head. So does that mean you are lovish in the beam, or the lag of wood, just because it's on top of your head? So if there is an element of anoye, then it comes in as levisha. If there is no anoye, so you just have a bunch of godim, of garments, covering the body. But that's not levisha. So the anoye, the essence of the Isser, consists of the levisha. But if there is no hanoi, is it nai? If there is no anoy, then it's not levish. Or the essence of the iser consists in anoy. So we saw that according to the Ran in Birki Lanoshe, he says that we don't apply the aloha of psikreishe regarding wine, because in isura anoye there is no din of psikreishe. So we see that the essence of the iser consists in anoye's levishe, not levishe. Not levishe. According now, but we have to say that according to the Ra, according to the Oruch, so the essence of the Isa consists in the Levishe. And the fact that it has to be, the Rechimum is only at night. Now, according to the Oruch, we have to say that there is no such requirement of Anoy. Because one of the Rayas of the Oruch, that Psychreishe Duhir Pesle is Muter, is that Mishnah. That Mishnah in Klayim Perek Tes, that says Mishnah Beis, Klayim Perek Tes Mishnah Hei, that Mechik Sus Mechim Kedar, Mechim Tach, why? It's not a Shin Mishra, but it's a Psychreishe. So Teis Ves in Shabbos Daf Chof Tes raises that question, it's a Psychreishe. Mechim Rav Shim Psychreishe, so Teis Ves in Shabbos Daf Chof Tes gives the Teretz that this Mishnah of Mechik Sus Mechim Kedar Perek Tes Mishnah Hei has reference to the case where there is no Psychreishe. Let's say it's moderate weather and he doesn't know whether as a result of the coat that he puts on, the Mechik Sus, he'll be more comfortable or not more comfortable. He doesn't know. So there is no Psychreishe. This is what they know, according to Tesis. If there is a Psychreishe, it's also, let's say, according to Tesis, you're not allowed to try out a beggar. A beggar, if you don't know, if you're not sure whether it is flying or not, even though you're not mischavent to anoy, you are just trying it on, you know, to see whether it fits you, according to things. But here it's certainly a psychreishe, because I mean, usually when you buy a beggar in the store, so the store is air conditioned, so maybe it's cool. So if you put on an extra beggar, so you are more comfortable. You feel more confident. So maybe it's a psychreishe. So in the case where it's a psychreishe, according to Teisves, it's awesome. It's awesome. All right, that's Teisveshi. But the answer is no. That this aloche of Mechik Sus Mechik Gedalkor applies even to a case of psychreishe. Because Yisur HaNoi psychreishe is considered in the Mishchav. According to the Ram, you are allowed to try on a beged. You don't know whether it wasn't checked for sharpness. You are allowed, because you are not mischaven, to have anoye. And even though it's a psychreishe that you will have anoye. So, but still you, so still it is mutter. Now, the Oruch also has the kashe. Why does the Mishnah say, Mechik Sus, Mechin Kedalkot, or Vachel Mischaven, but it's a psychreishe. So the Oruch says, from this Mishnah we can deduce that's the Oruch's Chiddush. The Psychreishe lo yichpes lo yizmuta lechatchel. So just as it is muta according to the Oruch, to pour, to wash your hands over the grass in the grounds of somebody else, not his own, because he doesn't care whether it will conduce better growth of the grass or not. Yet on his own grounds he's not allowed, because as a result of pouring the water on the grass, so there will be better growth, there will be an improvement in the growth of the grass. He's not mischaving to improve the growth of the grass, but it's a psychreishe, it's michale. He's nene from the fact that his grass will grow better. Mashinke, if you happen to be on the grounds of somebody else, so he doesn't care, or public grounds, so he doesn't care whether the growth of the grass will be promoted or not. So it's a psychreishe l'yichpesle yitzmuta. So he says here too, Mechik Sus is Mechik Hidalkon, because he's not mischaven. He's not mischaven to feel warm. He's not mischaven to feel warm. He's only mischaven to point out the size, to see whether it's the right size. So Mimele, it's a Dorshin mischaven, but it's a psychreishe. He certainly will feel warmer with that coat on him, so it's a psychreishe l'yichpesle. Now, so we have to say, according to the whole, we have to say that even though the Gemara says here, so that means there is an element of anoye. But according to the Oruch, it's lavdafke an element of anoye. It's a loche of derechimo, not the derech anoye. Because if according to the Oruch, so there is a tnai in klayim that it has to be derech anoye, and when there is no anoye, there is no isa klayim. So how can the Oruch explain the Mishnah of Mechitzus Mechikidachor, which accord with Rav Shimon, who said Rav Shimon is Chav Mizmuta, on the basis of the principle of Sikrei Shelo Yich Peslei? What does Sikrei Shelo Yich Peslei mean? That he's not Nene from the Sikrei She, from the Isa, from the Maisa Isa, from the Purasa Isa, he's not Nene. Let's say, when he washes his hands over the grass that is in somebody else's grounds, or in public grounds. So Mele, the grass is promoted, the growth of the grass is promoted thereby, but he's not there because he doesn't derive anything. But when is it considered secretion in Yichalei? When he is there, let's say when he washes his hands over the grass in his own grounds, so he's there, he derives the benefit from the fact that the growth of the grass is promoted there. So secretion the loyich personally by definition means he's not Nene from the situation. So how can the Oruch explain the Mishnah of Mechiksus Mechikidavon on the basis of Sikreshul Yichmeslei? He's not Nene. If he's not Nene, so why only according, what it means not Nene? Let's say July, it's 100 degrees temperature, and he, the Mechiksus, puts on an extra coat of fly to point out the size. So he's not Nene from the... As a matter of fact, he has a lot of discomfort, of pain. So that's why it's muta. But it's muta only according to Rav Shimon, because Dovashin Mishabe muta, but according to Rav Yude, it's osa. Why should it be osa according to Rav Yude? He has no anoye, so even according to Rav Yude, it should be muta. It should be muta. And here it's only muta according to Rav Shimon. So we have to say that. So what do we say? That it's also according to Rav Yehuda because he has anoy. It's not 100 degrees temperature. It's 50 degree temperature. So when he puts on a coat of flying, he's more comfortable. He has anoy. If he has anoy, so how can you call it psychration of Yehuda? Psychration of Yehuda by definition means he's not Nene from the psychration. But if he has anoy, so he's Nene. So we have to say, I discussed it last year in Psochim, that according to Oruch, it's not a din of derech hanoye, but it's a aloche of derechim. There is a difference between derech hanoye and derechim. Let's say if somebody puts on a fur coat in July, so it's not derech hanoye, but it's certainly derechim. It feels a lot warmer with the baggage. So mainly according to Oruch, it's not a aloche of derech hanoye, but it's a aloche of derechim. So even though the Gemara uses the Russian Dumiya, the Obishad is Anoy. Because Achmon said, Dumiya is Anoy. Because usually, when it's Chimum, so it's Anoy. But the important thing is not Anoy. The important thing is not Anoy. The important thing is Derachim. The important thing is Derachim. So even if without Anoy. So in Mele, the Oruch applies the Mishnah of Mechiksus Mechikidakon to a case, let's say, where it's July, let's say, and he puts on a coat, so he has no anoy. But it's derechimu, and the essence of the Isa consists in levisha derechimu, so it should be, it's a contribute, it's also, but, because it is derechimu, but according, even though he's not mischavin to be mechamin, he's mischavin to evade the tax, not that it's, that he should feel warmer in the coat, but the Rosh mischavin is also, according to Rav Shimon, it's muta. Now, So that we have to say that according to Rav Shimon, the prerequisite does not consist in derech hanoye, but it consists in derech chimum. But according to if derech chimum, so in other words, so we have to say according to Oruch that the essence of the Isa consists in the Maisa Levishin. But if it's not derech chimum, then it's not Levishin. By definition. consists in being mechamen. If the levishin, if it's not mechamen, it's not levishin. If it's not mechamen, it's not levishin. So in other words, so we have to. So according to the Ram, we have to say that the essence of the Issa consists in Hanu'es Levish. Mimele, the Ram applies the general principle that of Hanu'i Abol, Lot of Al-Kohe, the main Ischavim, those Ischavim, Tzimutah. Like the Hanu'i of enjoying the fragrance of the Ketavis of Abedizom. So we don't say Ischavim, so if somebody, let's say, walks on the street and there are some pagans, I mean, and he necessarily enjoys the fragrance, he can't help it. He'll necessarily enjoy the fragrance of the cleaners of Amazon. So it's mutter because he's not coming to enjoy it. But he enjoys it anyway, even though it's a tzikreche, so it's mutter. So climb also is an Israel. So the essence of Israel consists in Anoyas Levishe, not in Levishe. But according to the Oruch, so the essence of Israel consists in Levishe. But the Rechimum is at night. The Rechimum is at night. So in Mele, we have to say, according to the Rambam, we also have to say that according to the Rambam, at one point the Rambam will differ from the Oruch. Because according to the Oruch, so the Tnai does not consist in Anoye. The Tnai consists in the Rechimum. According to the Rambam, the Tnai consists in the Anoye. But the essence of the Yisr, according to the Rambam, according to the case of Mishnes, Pshat in the Rambam, consists not in the Hanoye, it consists in the Levishe. But the Hanoye is at night, just as according to the Oruch, the essence of the Yisr consists in the Levishe, and the Chimum is at night, so according to the Rambam, the essence of the Yisr consists in the Levishe, and the Hanoye is at night. The Hanoye is at night. But the Yisr consists in the Levishe. So in Mele, because the Mishnah says, when is Hanoi a Tnai in Levishe if it's the Haloi? So then, if there is Hanoi, so Haloi is also Levishe. Let's say, if you wrap yourself up in a sheet, and you have Hanoi, so that's also Levishe. If you don't have Hanoi, so it's just like wrapping himself up in with wood. So I mean, is that Levishe? It's not Levishe. But if there is Hanoye, then Haloye too is considered Levishe. Let's say if a man will put his shawl of flying on his shoulders. For a woman, it's Levishe Mamish because that's the fashion. But if a man will put his shawl of flying on his shoulders, and if he has Hanoye from it, it keeps him warm. Without that, he'll be very cold. So then it's Levishe. But if he doesn't have Hanoye, let's say July, he gives him pain, and he puts his shawl on his shoulders, it's not Levishe. It's just like putting a number of books on his shoulders. So could you say that he's lavishing books? So in the same way, you cannot say he's lavishing the shawl. So in other words, So this is the case of Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, that the essence of the Issa consists in the Ma'is Levish. So mainly if it's Levish and Ma'amish, yes Anoye, no Anoye, Levish is Levish. But Haloye, so through the Torah spells out Haloye Zosea, Ubeget Kilayim Shatnes Liyalo Lecho. Why? Because herein the Torah declares that Haloye, that has Anoye, is also Levish. But the Issa does not consist in the Anoye, in the Anoyas Haloye. The Issa consists in Levishe, but the Haloye that involves an element of Anoye is Levishe. Haloye that does not involve the element of Anoye is not Levishe. This is the case of Mishnes Pshat and Rambam. Now, last year when you learned in Yeshiva Psochim, so then I discussed, so I said, I mentioned the Machlokes Rashi and Tesfes in Beis Tafon Ches. How we do it? Milmato v'maylo oser. So in other words, to lay out logs of wood from the bottom to the top is oser. Why? It's Merzat Vinyan. It's coming here. But the Milo Mato, if he, let's say, he puts a lot of wood on top and holds it in his hand, then he puts another one, then he puts another one until he reaches the ground. So that's not that obedient. So then it is muta. Then it's muta. So Rashi says that the wood says this member, Rav Yude says this member. So Rav Yude, since Rav Yude says this member, so, and because Rav Yude Lishitosei, who passes in Perikiro, like Rabbi Yude Tanner, the Dorashim is Rav Mizosa, but leaving that we pass in like Rav Shimon, the Dorashim is Rav, is Muter, so it will be Muter, even no matter my law, because it's not Mishav. Tejas is Rav, so Tejas says, that's not in Mishav, that's Mishav Mavish. So the Bezalevi said, that the machlokes between Rashi and Tesis and Beitzer, the Pamet Ches, is on the question, what does it mean, Dovashim Mishav? So according to Tesis, Dovashim Mishav means, if he's not Mishaving, then to do the Maise that constitutes the Isa. But if he's Mishaving to do the Maise that constitutes the Isa, even though he's not Mishaving to the Tzuras of Isa, so it's considered mishavim. So Mimele, when a person lays out the logs of wood or the eggs on the floor from the bottom to the top, so is mishavim, what is the ma'aseh that constitutes this? So they're laying out in a certain way, but he's not mishavim to the tzuras he said, he's not mishavim that this pile of logs of wood or of eggs should be merza kibinyan. So in other words, he's not mischam to the tzuras of Yisrael, but he's mischam to do the maaseh that results in the Yisrael, even though he's not mischam to the result, to the tzuras. So it's considered mischam, whereas Rashi holds, no, even if he's mischam to the maaseh that constitutes the Yisrael, but as long as not mischam to the tzuras of Yisrael, to the result, not to the Yisrael. Now we said last time that actually Rashi agrees with the office of Tesis, but only there Rashi says that it's considered in mischam. Because there the whole Israel is in Rabbanon because of Merzeh Kibinyan. So mainly the Merzeh Kibinyan is the essence of the Israel. So even though he was mischaving to lay out the logs of wood in a certain way, to lay out the eggs in a certain way, but he was not mischaving that it should be an edifice, to do something that it should look like an edifice. And since the essence of the Israel consists in doing something that is Merzeh Kibinyan, so mainly he has to be mischaving to the Merzeh Kibinyan. And he's not. But actually, generally speaking, the Rashi would agree the longest of this. So this is what we said in connection with Rashi in order to answer the Kashi of the Ramban against Rashi. Now, then, but in regard to the Shittes Rambam, that according to the Kesef Mishnes Pshat in the Rambam, because there are other Shittes in the Rambam, but according to the Kesef Mishnes Pshat in the Rambam, the Tanoi is only required in Haloi, but in Levishe, Haloi is not required. So the Shittes Rambam is that the Maiseh Yisak and the essence of Yisak consists of the Levish. So the Mele Levish Mamesh, it's Levish without the element of Anoye. But by Aloye, so in order that Aloye should constitute Levish, only if there's an element of Anoye. If there's no element of Anoye now. So that means that the Anoye in Aloye is only Itnai. So if it's only Itnai, and still, the Gemara said, the Mishnah says is implying, Meichik Suz, Meichim Kidarkon, Uvachal Yishavnu. So is there a Haloi? But he is mishaving to do the Maise that constitutes the Yisrael. In other words, what is the Maise that constitutes the Yisrael? The putting of the jacket on his shoulders, without pushing his arms into the sleeves. So that's the Maise. And it has Anoye because it's moderate temperature, and as a result of that jacket that he puts on the shoulders, he feels more comfortable. So Mimele, that night, that element is present. So Mimele, according to the Lomdes of Tesis, that wherever a person is mishaving to do the Maise that constitutes the Isa, even though he's not mishaving to the Tnai, to the Tzuras Isa, it's considered mishaving. So Meichik Suz, according to the Lomdes of Tesis, should be considered mishav mamesh. But the Rambam paskens that it's muter, because it's not mishaving. So obviously, so that's what I said last year in Psochim, we learned Psochim, that Tzugye, the Prophet, that apparently that the Rambam Shite is like the longest of Rashi, the way the Bisalevi explains the longest of Rashi. that word, that even where one is mischabin to do the ma'isa, that comes into the Yisrael. But if it's not mischabin to the Tzuras HaYisrael, so to the result, so it's considered to mischabin. And since Hanoye is a tnai, is a necessary prerequisite in the Avere, because without that it wouldn't be Revishe. So true, the Avere consists in the Revishe. But it's a necessary tnai, so Mimele, he has to be mischabte vanoi. And by Mechik Zuz, he's not mischabte vanoi, even though he's mischabte to do the maise that constitutes the Yisrael. So it's considered in a mischab now. So then we raise the question, so then the Rambam should agree with Rashi Shite in Beitz. In Rashi Shite in Beitz, Rashi says, that the Gemara of Rabbi Yudah, the memory of Rabbi Yudah, that would have been present in Beitz. No matter my oser is only a little bit of Rabbi Yudah. But I live in Rav Shimon, who said Dovashim Mischam is Muter, so Midurte is Muter, even no matter what my law. Now the Rambam passes like Rav Shimon, so the Rambam should pass in the Hilchos Yomtev, that Midurte, no matter what my law, is Muter. And the Rambam passes in the Hilchos Yomtev, that Midurte, no matter what my law, is Oser. So he agrees with Tesis. So at that time, I said just the opposite of what I'm saying now. And what I said last time in connection with Rashi, I said, but there is no stira because that I said in connection with the Shittes Rambam, Alibet, the Pshat of the Mishnah. So I said that the Rambam agrees with the Lomdes of Rashi. The Rambam agrees with the Lomdes of Rashi. That wherever there is a certain tnai, a prerequisite in a certain Maisa Avere, even if he was mischaven to do the Maisa, that constitutes the Maisa Avere, but as long as he was not mischaven to the Tzuras HaYisrael, to the Tnai, so then it's still considered in mischav. So then the question arises, so why does he pass through the memory of Rav Yudah? How do you do it in the matter of my loss?